I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Cholera is a truly horrible disease, and when it hits, it's usually in conjunction with war and chaos, with a breakdown of infrastructure and services. So it's not surprising that Yemen, after 2 years of conflict, is now dealing with a cholera outbreak. The World's Stephen Snyder is in constant contact with Yemenis. He has our story.
Doctors say the latest cholera outbreak began in April.
We had seen at first day 4 cases arriving in our hospital, and then the next day 4 cases, but the third day 25. And since then, the number have been increasing.
Ghassan Abu Shard is in Yemen. He's head of the medical mission there for Doctors Without Borders. He says some 3,000 new cases of cholera were reported in Yemen last week by the World Health Organization. By yesterday, the WHO estimated 14,000 people had become infected. Nearly 200 people have died in this cholera outbreak. This week, people were crowding into hospitals in the nation's capital, Sana'a, way more patients than the hospitals had room for.
Up to 4 people had to share one hospital bed because there was no place to accommodate them.
Marie-Claire Figali is with the International Committee of the Red Cross. She says hospital operations in Sana'a this week were spilling into the parking lots.
We had people, patients who were having their IVs put for them in the cars that are parked near the hospital. This is how bad the situation is now.
Figali says that cholera cases are being reported all across Yemen, but conditions are the worst in Sana'a. Suhala Mujahid is a humanitarian worker from Taiz, a city in central Yemen. She says that people there have been getting sick, but nothing like what's going on in the capital.
I went to Sana'a last week, and I was totally scared to eat anything from the street. My mother kept on calling me every day to warn me not to eat anything from restaurants. Even here in Taiz, we avoid to eat anything from outside, and we clean vegetables and fruits in an exaggerated way.
Exaggeration may be the order of the day in Yemen. Even though cholera can be treated with antibiotics and hydration, many Yemenis can't get to a doctor. The civil war in Yemen has broken the country's medical system. Since March 2015, when Saudi Arabia backed one side of Yemen's civil war, half of the nation's hospitals have been either destroyed by Saudi airstrikes, occupied by rebel forces, or shut down because they can't pay their medical staff.
The salaries of the Ministry of Health workers, for all health workers, doctors, nurses, paramedics, haven't been paid since September 2016.
And if that weren't enough, there's a naval blockade. It's enforced by the Saudis with help from the U.S. The blockade slows down the ships that deliver food, fuel, and medical supplies to Yemeni seaports. And after it's offloaded, aid driven to the Yemeni capital might have to pass through 100 military checkpoints.
The roads are blocked, yes, because there is ongoing fighting. And then because not every party will accept that assistance will go to the party that they are fighting. The whole situation with the conflict is entirely man-made. And this means that the solution is also entirely man-made.
Marie-Claire Figali of the ICRC says humanitarian organizations such as hers have to remain neutral in the conflict. That's how they get access to parts of Yemen that are controlled by one side or the other. But she says neither side makes it easy.
No pointing fingers, but the problem is the responsibility of everyone to respect the international humanitarian law that stipulates that humanitarian assistance should go to everywhere and to everyone who is in need of it.
When President Trump visits Saudi Arabia at the end of this week, people in Yemen will be watching closely. After all, American military support helps enable the war in Yemen. Yemenis hope American influence can also put their country's humanitarian crisis on the agenda. For The World, I'm Stephen Snyder.